Joined right now by Karen Palka from The Closet by A Beautiful Me. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We talked a few months ago when The Closet was brand new and just kind of starting out. Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
So The Closet is a social enterprise. What we do is we have special occasion dresses, and the goal is to teach girls business and philanthropy through this retail store. And we just started our teaching program this past Monday. And so our store is open for all women to come and shop, and they may find a teenager in there helping them and guiding them and learning customer service skills, and it's a great way for teens to get employable.
That's great. And so what kind of clothing do you have? Is mostly formal wear.
It is a lot of formal wear, but you might find for women that are going to a wedding, just to attend a wedding or a special event, after five event, we have dresses like that. There's over 1,000 different dresses on the floor at all times. It's incredible. And they're beautiful, and half of them are brand new, and we just have a wonderful staff and teens to help serve.
So your prom and graduation season was probably pretty busy.
It was a good season. It was a great season, considering we were only 3 or 4 months old at that point, and now we have other things that are in the works to, you know, drive traffic, because we love downtown Port Huron.
Well, this is we're just talking a little bit off the air about the evolution of A Beautiful Me over the last decade or so. I mean, if somebody had told you 10 years ago that you'd be having a sidewalk sale at your retail space as part of A Beautiful Me, you said, what?
I know, right? That is not what I would have thought at all. But that's sometimes why you just keep walking, and if a door opens and presents itself, you explore it and don't say no sometimes so quickly.
What else is going on with A Beautiful Me these days?
Well, I really am enjoying working with our teens right now. This summer program is 10 weeks long, every Monday for 4 hours. And so 40 hours of a curriculum to teach them business. And we're exposing them to other women business owners and ways that they can budget and create a volunteer resume. So again, to focus and roll into being an employable person, that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want jobs, and there's a lot of jobs, but sometimes qualified people are not there.
What a great way to get an education, because this is stuff that they don't really teach
in
school.
It's a lot of this hands-on. It's a very different kind of training, and we did a team breaking session this past week with an escape room at the hallway, and you know, you really see how people have to use communication when you are locked in a room and have to try to escape. And so the teamwork that's already starting to evolve amongst these 11 girls, the 11 girls are coming to Port Huron. They're from Croswell all the way down to Clinton Township.
Oh.
So 11 girls are traveling from three counties to Port Huron for this training. That's free for them because we have sponsors.
That's fantastic. What's the overall mood like downtown these days?
Oh, it's so positive. I just love the energy here. Even when you're on a Saturday, I'm just trying to putz around a little bit in the store, and you'll the activity of people that are all over between going to the movies or going out to eat or just shopping and seeing what's in here. It's just a great energy. And the merchants are amazing people. So when you have great people, a great downtown, you know, people need to come down here and see what it's about.
Talking with Karen Palka, A Beautiful Me Closet store downtown, one of the participating merchants in the sidewalk sales. Now, that's not your only space. You operate A Beautiful Me out of The Roost.
Correct. Oh, The Roost is another positive space. So this co-working space that is owned by Matt Brooks is a wonderful space for entrepreneurs to really just brainstorm with each other, in another space of great energy. And you know what, whatever you're around, you surround yourself with is really what you become. So we want to be around that positive energy. So.
Yeah, and there certainly is a lot of that in Port Huron these
days,
isn't there?
Yes, there is. And when I'm in different communities, I try to really enforce that people need to come to Port Huron and see what it's about, because this is, to me, home.
Do you feel like they're starting to? Like people outside of St. Clair County are beginning to get a little curious about what's going on?
They are, definitely. And even my friend group that is over in Macomb County, we're going to do a mystery trip. And they said, where are we going to go? And they said, wait a minute, Port Huron. I'm like, that's right, we're coming to Port Huron.
Cool.
So bring them here. And I think that's really a key thing to the resurgence.
Well, because it's changed so much. Huron that was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 or 3 years ago, is not the Port Huron of today.
Right. You know, bring your walking shoes, go along the river, then come by the shops, and then get something to eat. It's just a great space.
Fantastic stuff. Karen, thanks for stopping by today. And what are your hours at the store? And just tell us a little bit more about the store, the Closet by Beautiful Me, where it is, and what your hours are.
We're on the corner of Grand River and Huron at 235 Huron. And our hours are weekdays 12 to 6 and then Saturdays 10 to 3. So okay. Today with the sidewalk sales, we'll open at 12. And we have some great specials as well for people to stop by and check out what we're about.
All right. Enjoy it. You're going to have nice weather.
All right. Yeah. Thank
chilly,
you so
much. But that's all right. Karen, good to see you. Thanks
Thank you, Paul.
By. Karen Palka with us on WPHM. And we're at Chef Shell's this morning getting ready for the sidewalk sales downtown. It's 8:17.